I'm Alex Keefe, and this is VPR News. There's now officially a Republican in the race for Vermont governor in 2016. Today, former Wall Street executive Bruce Lisman announced he's running. GOP leaders are already celebrating the prospect of an issue-driven primary between Lisman and Lieutenant Governor Phil Scott, who's still considering a run. But as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, the fellow Republicans likely won't go easy on each other just for the sake of party unity.
Last month, a pair of public records requests arrived at two government agencies in Vermont. They were notable not only for their origin, a P.O. box in McLean, Virginia, but also for the telephone contact of the person who sent them. The number, as it turns out, belongs to an opposition research firm called the Jackson Alvarez Group, and the company, which works almost exclusively for conservative clients, was fishing for information on Lieutenant Governor Phil Scott, including transportation contracts on which his company, Du Bois Construction, had bid.
No, I had heard the rumor that there was a FOIA request of some sort.
That's Scott, who got a heads up from someone with knowledge of the requests. So who's digging for dirt on the likely Republican candidate for governor? Newly announced GOP candidate for governor Bruce Lisman, perhaps?
Yes, it's possible. We haven't contracted for anything.
Lisman denies any knowledge of the Jackson Alvarez Group. Asked Monday whether he'd engaged any outside consulting groups or political firms in advance of his announcement, Lisman was somewhat circumspect.
We haven't done anything official yet.
Asked whether it's possible the records request for Phil Scott's contracting information could have been related to conversations he's had with outside consultants, Lisman paused.
Could be. A note to self, I'm going to go find out.
Jay Reistenberg is a research analyst at Common Cause, a national organization that tries to put a spotlight on the influence of money in politics. Reistenberg says opposition research, which often involves dredging up unflattering information about political opponents, is a frequently employed campaign strategy. And while it's a term that tends to evoke the dark arts of politics, Reistenberg says it has a useful place in the process.
Opposition research can be used to create attack ads and all those negative ads that people hate, but it also can be used to find the truth that voters need to hear.
Scott says he doesn't begrudge whoever's responsible for the requests, though he says he likely won't follow suit.
I would rather run on the merits of my candidacy rather than deficiencies of others.
No matter the approach from Scott or Democrats, Lisman will also be the subject of an opposition research campaign, one funded and spearheaded by himself.
We are going to have somebody who's going to do that kind of work up on me. Concept is you'd want somebody to sift through and see what they see that I can't think of.
Scott says he's leaning toward entering the race and plans to make a decision shortly after Labor Day. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.